The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Howdy on your Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 12th of March, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. Starting off our news in Britain today, and if you're banking with NatWest, you might be one of the few that get to try a new trial of NFC payments with a fingerprint. Seems there's going to be a new payment card with a built-in fingerprint sensor, and if you're one of the lucky 200 customers out there, you'll be chosen sometime in mid-April. This means you won't need to input a PIN or offer a signature. Nope, it's all going to be in the power of your fingerprint. Also, as an added bonus, you know that 30-pound limit for contactless payments? Yeah, that won't apply to you, meaning a lot of other people around you are going to be very envious if you got this card. Of course, we all know why that 30-pound limit is there. It's all about security. But NatWest is thinking, well, if they've got your fingerprint, it more than likely is probably you. So anything over 30 seems to be okay. Staying with news in the UK, drone flyers, listen up. Starting tomorrow, yes, Wednesday, March 13th, it's going to be illegal to fly your drone within 3 miles of an airport. Now, actually, it used to be just about a half a mile limit. A little too close for comfort, I guess. So they figured, we better quadruple the radius. Of course, these new things are happening because of all the activity that's pretty much led to shutdowns at several UK airports. Particularly at Gatwick, over a day in the run-up to Christmas last year, that caused a lot of headaches because of drones. Now, as far as if you're caught doing it, I haven't seen what the fine is going to be for that, but if you've not registered your drone yet in the UK, you best be doing it, or you're going to be fined up to £1,000. Airplay 2 support. Supposed to be here, there, and everywhere. Problem is, though, it's not everywhere. It's supposed to be on LG TVs. It ain't there. It's supposed to be on Rokus. It's not yet there. But Roku says they've almost finished it. Now, we have heard for quite some time Roku was in talks with Apple about supporting Airplay 2. And we kept getting the old runaround saying, it's coming, it's be here soon. Well, finally, it looks like finally it'll be here soon. Of course, the integration will be arriving in the form of a Roku OS software upgrade for all of its Roku media players. Well, at least most of them. We're hearing about 85% of models will be able to use AirPlay 2, but there's going to be those chosen few that won't get it. Now, of course, with AirPlay 2 on your Roku, you'll be able to stream video, audio, photos, and other content directly from your iPhone, your iPad, or even your Mac to your smart TV via your Roku box. Again, though, no official date yet. I guess Apple and Roku are trying to negotiate that. Any bets it's probably going to be, around March 25th? That's what I'm thinking. Finally! I don't know about you, but when I think of tech and I think of LG, I think of ice cream. Well, I'm talking about the new pop-up flavored ice cream making gadget from LG. Who the hell knew they would do this? And of course, they showed off a lot of new prototypes over there at LG, but the one that most stood out was Snow White. My gut feeling tells me LG ain't gonna be able to keep that name. You know, a little company called Disney. They might have something to say about that. But anyway, Snow White is your at-home ice cream machine. And the cool thing about it is it only requires capsules to produce that lovely treat for you. Yeah, because you probably guessed it, it's one of these machines just like those coffee makers out there. Ooh, it's all nice and simple. They make the machine kind of inexpensive, and then they charge you out the butt for all the flavors of ice cream that you get to put right into it. And there's even one, if you need to clean it, called the cleaning pod. I know, this sounds great. You know what also goes great with ice cream? Beer. Well, LG probably thinks so, because they also introduced a separate gadget at CES this year. Yeah, that's the Home Brewer. And it's along the same lines. It has capsules, contains malt, yeast, hop, oil, and flavoring. You know, I just had a fantastic idea, LG. Why don't we combine the two pods, and make ice cream vanilla beer? Yeah, I think it's a winner. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for everything that is happening at the British Tech Network. Hop on over and check it out for yourself right now. Also, find us on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter, at British Tech, and our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join the fun right now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen between now and then. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.